You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is the 12th day of August 2013. This morning, the United States Department of Agriculture released the latest crop production and WASDE figures. It shows an average corn production of 13.763 billion bushels. That's not average, but total size on the estimates. The average guess was just above 14 billion bushels for production. Average yield at 154.4, says USDA. The guess at 157.7. Soybean production, the guess by the trade at 3.336 billion bushels, and USDA says 3.255 billion bushels on an average yield of 42.6. The national average yield guess was 43.6 by the trade. On the phone line now with us from Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois, to take these numbers up and what happened in Chicago post 11 a.m. Central Time is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
How was your day?
Well, it got kind of hectic once the clock struck 11 this morning here with the surprising news of the, of course, as you mentioned there, the yield numbers coming down over 2 bushels to the acre, really up, set the tone there of a fairly active trade for about a good hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, so what do you find in the numbers of most interest to you? I know the yield number was one of them. Did you look further into it? Did you dice it out and have some problems with it? Did I think it was right?
Well, what they're telling us is, and we'll get some more confirmation what's going on, is there's probably not enough good corn yield-wise to offset the poorer yield areas, you know, to keep the yield pointed towards 160. What we're looking at longer term, though, is, you know, the big question is, have we seen the highest yield? Well, maybe not. If we come in and lower harvested acres, down the road, they'll bump the yield back up. But the bottom line is the production number at this point is going to be awful hard to get back above the 13.9, 14 billion bushels, unless they find some good corn in some areas. When you dig a little further into the domestic supply-demand balance sheet, they scale back the exports just a tad bit. If you go back to some previous expectations, they were looking for exports to almost double at one point in time, up towards that 1.4 billion bushels. So we need to see China come forward and continue to buy a little bit of our corn, and our traditional buyers, Mexico and Japan, to be a little bit more aggressive this new crop year here. And but the long side of it is that 1.8, there's still plenty of supplies ending stock-wise to work with. There's still a little cushion in the supply-demand balance sheet. We're going to see these moving targets continue to move around a little bit. But overall, I would expect that the trade's in a position now to maybe see a little bit of a short-covering bounce. The commodity funds are heavily short on the corn side, on the shorter-term traders, that is. And there's reason to believe that they're in a position now, if they want to take a little profit or cover some shorts, we'll put the December futures contract in a position to take a run back up towards this $4.90, possibly $5 level if we can get everything to fall in place. We did have a good old-fashioned reversal to the upside. The market came down, made a new low on this move, and was able to close above the previous day's high. For those who follow the momentum indicators, we've got some divergences where the futures price made some new lows here, but the momentum indicators failed to make some new lows. So the trades probably got a little caught here with the idea that, you know, the crop was a little bigger, the trend would remain lower into Labor Day, where now maybe we can see some good old-fashioned short covering here for a short period of time.
So an outside up day for the day in the December contract, the reversal you just talked about, and if you can hang on to the upside for the week, you'll post an outside up week maybe too, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing, is to get some follow through. There's been some markets in the past where we've had these technical reversals and then they failed to hold. This technical reversal could really take hold here if we could have a frost or freeze by September 15th, Todd.
Well, there you go. That kind of bottom lines it in one sentence really quickly, doesn't it? Yeah, so I've got a couple of other things for you as you look at the numbers from USDA. Carry out for corn, as you mentioned, 1.8. It's 1.837 billion for the 2014 crop, 2013-14 marketing year, the crop that's in the ground at the moment. And they're at 719 million bushels for the crop that we harvested last fall. That's 10 million bushels less than the July estimate, but it still makes it through the process, I guess, to the end of the growing, to the beginning of the harvest for the new crop.
Yeah, you know, that's basically pipeline supply. They're trying to estimate that and put some type of number on there. The significance of that, though, is trying to put a number on that, it gives us a beginning number for our 2013-14 marketing year crop. And the thing is, everyone well knows we're stealing new crop production in the South and using that to fulfill a little bit of this old crop demand in through here. But when you look at a 700 million bushel carryout versus 1.8 billion bushel carryout, the urgency to step up and buy it is just not there just yet. But they will be eager on some harvest pressure in here to gather some inventory due to the fact that they're pretty well empty. Producers are not as sold up as much as they have been into the past. That means the end user is not bought up as much as they have been in the past going into the harvest.
And then the other numbers that came out from USDA, of course, with soybeans, they expect the ending stocks for this year not to change at 125 million, for next year at 220 million bushels. The average trade, or the average national cash grain price, according to USDA for corn, up a dime on both ends, but up 60 cents on both ends for soybeans, so they're looking for something to happen there.
Yeah, when you go back to last winter when the analysts were projecting what the supply-demand balance sheet would look like for this new crop bean marketing year, expectations were up over 300 million bushels, and we've dwindled that away and through here. When you work with the numbers a little bit. Today's drop in yield, they've been working on the bean acreage number a little bit more aggressive than the corn acreage number. They might be to a point where it suggests that this bean yield might stay where it's at or go a little lower yet. 220 million bushel, that's a lot, but when you start messing or moving the yield just another bushel, and moving the demand just a little bit, that bean supply demand balance sheet could tighten up even a little bit further yet. So there's a little bit more optimism in the bean market. Like I mentioned, the supply demand balance sheet did not show a whole big increase in demand like the corn supply demand balance sheet does. So the beans have a little bit more urgency to hold together here, and the bean buyer will be fairly eager to get some coverage on as it goes in this fall, then sort of sit back and see how the South American crop comes along.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois, joins us on the closing market report for a Monday afternoon. You can hear him again, see all the USDA numbers on our website. The Daryl Good interview you're just about to hear is posted there already as well. That's at willag.org, willag.org. Also look into our schedule there. You'll find all the upcoming Outlook panels, including the one Wednesday evening at the First Trust and Savings Bank in Watsika. You need to call Jordan Herleman there if you want to call the bank and tell them you'd like to come and see that one, because they are serving a meal. Things start about 5 o'clock, and we'll pick up with Jackie Vakes and Chuck Shelby along with Steve Freed from ADM Investor Services will be on that panel. Should be a great panel. If you want to go to it, you can give Jordan Herleman a call there in Watsika at First Trust and Savings Bank.